Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, July 17th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Mining news breaks, Ucore Rare Metals Inc., UCU, OTCQRF, featured an article highlighting Louisiana Strategic Metals Complex as rare earth supply chain game changer. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. was awarded an $18.4 million grant by the U.S. Department of Defense to advance its rapid XTM rare earth separation technology at the Louisiana Strategic Metals Complex. This move aims to reduce China's control over global rare earth refining by producing 2,000 tons of rare earth oxides annually by late 2024. The facility's rapid SXTM process challenges Chinese dominance, strengthens U.S. supply chain resilience, and creates jobs in central Louisiana. Ucore's strategic plan includes disrupting China's control of the North American REE supply chain through domestic facilities in Louisiana, Canada, and Alaska. For more information, visit ucore.com. Green energy breaks, Fusion Fuel Green PLC, NASDAQ, subsidiary BrightHy signs agency deal with Hupu Global to expand hydrogen infrastructure. Fusion Fuel Green PLC NASPO subsidiary BrightHy has signed an agency agreement with Hupu Global Clean Energy Co. to expand hydrogen infrastructure. BrightHy will be Hupu's authorized agent in Iberia and Latin America, promoting and delivering its hydrogen product portfolio. This partnership aims to support clean mobility and industrial decarbonization projects by combining engineering capabilities with local market expertise. Fusion Fuel Green PLC offers energy engineering solutions through its subsidiaries Al Shola Gas and BrightHy, focusing on decarbonization across industries. For more information, visit Fusion Fuel's website.
Investor news breaks, Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ MULN, to rebrand as Bollinger Innovations, secures new ticker symbol BINI. Mullen Automotive, soon to be known as Bollinger Innovations Inc., has secured the new ticker symbol BINI on NASDAQ. The effective date for the name and symbol change is pending. The Oceanside, California Commercial Vehicle Center will now operate under the Bollinger Innovations name. The commercial EV lineup includes the Mullen 1, Mullen 3, and the Bollinger B4, a Class 4 electric truck with 185-mile range and 7,325-pound payload. All vehicles are federally certified and CARB compliant. Mullen Automotive is a Southern California-based company building commercial electric vehicles with two U.S.-based vehicle plants. The company has expanded its commercial dealer network and received IRS approval for federal EV tax credits. For more information, visit www.mullenusa.com. Brera Holdings PLC offers investors a new path to pro sports ownership. Brera Holdings PLC, listed on NASDAQ as BRA, is offering investors a unique opportunity to own a piece of professional sports franchises. With eight family offices participating in its recent Series A preferred offering, Brera is attracting institutional interest while also providing retail investors access to pro sports ownership. As the first multi-club operator with a NASDAQ listing, Brera offers public equity exposure to professional football clubs. Their Juve Stabia club experienced a 245% increase in market value over the 2024-25 season, driven by strong competitive performance. Brera Holdings, an international holding company based in Ireland, is capitalizing on the growing trend of family offices investing in sports franchises and the increasing demand for democratized access to sports as an asset class.
Investor news breaks. 51 Labs, Inc., OTCTQY, and UAVAV announces strategic partnership and intent to acquire BioSpark AI to advance drug repurposing. 51 Labs, Inc. has announced a strategic partnership and intent to acquire BioSpark Technologies, Inc. The partnership will merge BioSpark's literature mining platform with 51's predictive modeling to extract real-world clinical insights for drug repurposing. This collaboration aims to rapidly identify new formulations for performance health and preventative care. 51 Labs is focused on leading in AI-powered functional medicine by integrating structured clinical data with advanced Bayesian inference and human-AI collaboration. To learn more about 51 Labs, visit their website at 51labs.com. Tech Media Breaks, Onar Holding Corp., OTCQ, to acquire Retina.ai, bolstering predictive marketing capabilities. Onar Holding Corp., a marketing technology firm and agency network, has announced its acquisition of Retina.ai, a leading AI marketing intelligence platform. This move will bolster Onar's predictive marketing capabilities by merging Retina.ai with its Cortex predictive analytics engine. The enhanced platform will enable Onar to forecast customer lifetime value, churn, and campaign ROI before ad spend, benefiting brands like Unilever and Dollar Shave Club. The financial terms of the deal were not disclosed. Onar's mission is to provide unparalleled marketing services through an integrated, AI-driven approach. For more information, visit www.onar.com.
Despite existing fears, AI could spur increases in employment opportunities. The rapid rise of AI has sparked fears of widespread job loss and a crumbling career ladder. While AI is expected to change the nature of some roles, experts suggest it could also open up new employment opportunities for many. What is not in dispute is the fact that AI will have an impact on most, if not all, industries. Already, companies like Thumbs Up Media Corp., MEI, are leveraging AI to spur increases in employment opportunities. Panasonic rethinks its battery production timelines in Kansas amid changing U.S. policies. Japanese electronics manufacturer Panasonic is rethinking production timelines for its battery plant in Kansas amidst shifting politics in the U.S. and a decline in battery electric vehicle sales. The $4 billion DeSoto battery production plant was launched after 2 years of construction on July 14, marking a significant economic development project in Kansas history. Panasonic's decision comes as EV makers like Mullen Automotive Inc. now face additional challenges due to changes in federal policies. Investors can find more news and updates on Mullen Automotive Inc. at the company's newsroom. Green Car Stocks is a specialized communications platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers. The American auto industry faces additional headwinds as Trump announces copper tariffs. Last week, Trump announced a 50% tariff on copper imports starting August 1st. This news has raised concerns for auto manufacturers and suppliers who will face higher costs. Copper exploration firms like Aston Bay Holdings Limited must now strategize to navigate these challenges. Mining News Wire is a specialized platform focusing on global mining and resources sectors, offering tailored corporate communication solutions to reach a wide audience of investors and influencers. A new mining model built for speed, scale, and profit. ES Gold Corp. is revolutionizing the mining industry by focusing on past-producing sites with established resources and infrastructure, rather than speculative exploration. With gold prices soaring, ES Gold aims to become a key player in the market, alongside companies like Teck Resources Limited, Alamos Gold Inc., and Pan American Silver Corp. Network Newswire provides financial news and content distribution for companies like ES Gold, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit www.networknewswire.com. Investor News Breaks, SC Media Corporation, LCW, LTRYW Media Group, to accelerate sportsports.com expansion. Sieg Media Corporation, listed on NASDAQ under the tickers SIG and LTRYW, has announced a strategic investment in Veloce Media Group, a prominent digital motorsports and gaming platform, to accelerate the expansion of sports.com. The £40 million pre-money deal will be completed in two stages, with SEG having the option to acquire a 51% stake. Velos, known for acquiring Quadrant backed by Lando Norris, generated $17.5 million in revenue for the fiscal year ending March 2025 and attracts over 750 million monthly views. This move reinforces Seg's presence in immersive sports content and motorsports media, targeting Gen Z and millennial fans worldwide.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.